Hello, and welcome to episode 115 of Bardic Quest. Our heroes now find themselves in a seemingly unexplored part of the Lost Mine, and they stand within an ancient workshop wherein lies a hideous floating eye monster. Can our heroes uncover the secrets that this monster protects? Let's find out. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. You have just entered into what is a large workshop, probably about 40 foot by 40 foot at its widest points. This workshop looks as though it has been badly damaged by some ancient spell battle of some kind that must have been part of everything that laid waste to the overall mine, based on what you know of the history of the mines. There are work tables taking up two corners of the room, which are scorched, and the plaster all around has been kind of burnt off the masonry walls. In the middle of the room, you can see a stone pedestal that holds a small brazier in which an eerie green flame dances and crackles. The brazier and its pedestal, interestingly, seem to have been untouched by whatever forces it was that destroyed this particular area. But, crucially, what's caught your attention more than anything else is that behind the brazier of green flame floats a spherical creature measuring roughly 4 feet in diameter, with four eye stalks protruding from its central mass, two on each side, and in the center of the body of this creature is a large eye that's staring directly at you. You all hear a thick, burbling voice inside your head that simply says, "Hello."
Greetings.
Hello.
What are you?
Don't be so rude. It is clearly a floating eyeball.
I've never encountered such a creature.
No, neither have I.
What my friends mean to say is, so sorry to interrupt. We are looking for a human man. And he will give a description of the black spider and say, we need to find this particular man. Have you seen him?
No. You will not find him here.
Johan's looking at the others like, do we kill him? Do we not kill him?
Yeah. Can I roll insight on that? Can I see if that's...
Sure.
I don't know how I'd insight a voice in my head, but...
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. I just totally forgot how to play a D&D. I've actually got to roll a dice, haven't I?
Yes, please. a D20 is what you're after. If you could roll that at your proficiency, if you are proficient.
Lovely. Sadly, it's only a 10.
Well, what are you trying to insight exactly?
I think I'm just trying to insight any... I'm trying to look at the eye. I think Sergei's giving the eye the stank eye. Just giving a bit of a... staring it down, seeing who it's looking at. You know, is it does this creature seem suspicious of us? Mm-hmm. Is this an unheard of statement to make? Or
sure, yeah. I mean, this creature is not to be too on the nose, is watching you very carefully, and seems to be not. Well, possibly suspicious, yes.
Okay.
What is, do you have a name?
Yes.
It's going to be one of those conversations.
I think we're just wasting time.
Throwing jams to Johan in the ribs, just like, be nice.
Johan then kind of attempts to put his weapons away and says, have you seen anyone matching that description recently?
No.
What is your name?
Sergei.
My name is Zorgek.
Zorgek.
Pleasure to meet you, Zorgek.
Why am I making friends with it?
You don't know. You know these things. Oh no, I was going to use the goblin as an
example,
but.
Do you intend to do here?
Kill the black spider!
You see its eye stalks kind of looking around the room.
No black spiders here.
Well, it's just... kill the human we just described. He's called the black spider. Not a spider.
What is this flaming thing in the middle?
All of its eye stalks kind of look towards the brazier.
I didn't like that.
Just kind of looks, and then one of them kind of looks back up and just keeps a again, no pun intended, an eye on you. as he's looking, then all the eyes pop up, and it goes,
No forge of spells.
This is the forge of spells.
Does that mean anything to you, Johan?
I just kind of take a cautionary step forward and try and get closer to the brazier.
All of its eyes kind of very quickly dart straight towards you, Johan.
Do you guard the forge?
Yes.
How long have you been here? Quite a while.
Six. Six. Month. No. 600.600 month years.
I like that.
Right.
Well,
why do you seek this human?
He has spider. He's harmed the people of Phandalin, a town not far from here. We came here with another dwarf, like myself, to reclaim this lovely structure and bring it back to its former glory.
It is claimed.
Oh, who by?
The makers.
Of the forge?
Yes.
What are their names?
Lean into the others and go, this might take a while.
Forgotten, I have. The masters, the makers.
Thorg's kind of worried to try this tact, but he says, we haven't found anyone else here in the mines, apart from the person we described, who is a very ill repute and a lot of undead.
Yes, so doesn't... plenty. Mormesk's work, that is.
Mormesk?
Yes.
Who's that?
Foul undead creature.
Why?
Where are the makers? What did you do with them?
Nothing. We've
not seen any makers.
But this undead you speak of sounds terrible. I, for one, me and my friends here, we hunt undead, in fact. In fact, we've come up against many of them. We are repulsed by them, and we would have them return to their graves. Where is this Meznat you spoke of?
Mormesk.
Mormesk, thank you. He's fumbling for the name. He's like, thank you, sir. Okay, thank you.
Where is this Martin you speak of? Tell me.
Who is Martin? Mormesk.
Mormesk, yes.
Where is Mormesk?
South.
In this cave is where Mormesk is, right?
He lies where the wizards live.
Helpful.
Wizards?
Yes, the makers. To the south.
Do you think the makers are still here?
Maybe we are the makers.
I don't think we're the makers.
Nobody's forgotten who they are. The makers.
We're not the makers.
You are not the makers.
Thank you.
They are the makers.
I am the makers.
What have you done with them?
We've not done anything.
We have come with... It's following Sergei's ploy. He's like, we are the honor guard and undead destroyers to protect one of the makers.
Makers, yes, da.
Its large eye gets closer to you, Thoric. And he says, almost with a grin on its face,
then where are the makers?
Thoric kind of inclines his head down at Sir. He's like, he's there. Please, my lord, maker.
No, please, just call me Sergei.
Kind of like bow and scrape.
Give me a deception check.
You have advantage because we're all helping him playing along.
Yes, with advantage. Thoric, I think the deception is yours.
What?
Well, you declared him the maker.
He declared himself the maker. I was just backing him up.
All right. Okay. Well, between you and Sergei, then decide who you wanted to see.
The fucking bard
with advantage. All right. Well, bard away, bard.
I will do. Is this with advantage?
Yes, because you're getting an assistance from either Thoric or you.
Well, the first one was a nat 20. The second one was a 3. But if you want the full numbers, it's a plus 7, so it's a 27.
Well done.
Oh yeah.
I am the maker. Not even 5 minutes in.
We're like, oh my god, he is the maker.
All of its eyes kind of turn towards you, Sergei, and then it kind of hovering in the air, just kind of like turns its full body towards you. And it says, "You are but one. Where are the others?"
Eyes dart to Sergei.
We're all looking at Sergei like, what now?
They are here with me. I know they don't look like much, it's been many years, but this one has a hood, points to Johan.
Oh god.
I am Johan, Shadow Maker.
This one has fur. Points to Saga.
That's fur.
And this one has lovely beard. Points to Thoric, obviously.
Thoric is just not opening his mouth. He just kind of goes,
Yeah, Saga nods.
Shadow maker, fur maker, beard maker.
You watch all of its eyes narrow, and it says,
"Show me your magic, maker."
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll create a little mage hand, and I'll just go, like that? That's a bit of magic for you. Look, it flicks, and it clicks, and it waves, and it does this. That's pretty cool.
Please do like high five yourself. Just
yeah.
We've only got one mage hand, so just
yeah, with your hat.
Oh.
Rot row.
It then says to you,
"Very well. Am I now relieved of duty?"
Yes.
And as in that instant, with a pop, it disappears.
Well, that was weird.
That was the easiest thing we've ever done. Why do we not pretend to be things more often?
Sorry, that was the easiest thing we've ever done.
It might not be gone yet, but well done.
No, you did great, fur maker.
Johan, like, claps a hand on Sergei's shoulder and goes, "I will never doubt you again."
Is Johan?
I'll give it 5 minutes.
Honestly, Johan is genuinely impressed. Like, that thing looked really intimidating.
I'm really glad we didn't have to fight that thing.
And you literally conned it out of existence.
You just gaslit that thing out of existence.
Yeah.
I was gonna say gaslighting wasn't a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cast gaslight. Okay, So now he's gone and we've all recovered from the shock. Johan, like...
So we know that there's an undead called...
Mormisk.
Thank you.
And that is the Forge of Spells.
Like,
this is the Forge of Spells.
Staring into the fire.
What is in here? Like, what... Is it... Does it look grand and all special and orgy?
No. This looks very much like a kind of badly damaged, almost like an explosion has happened in this room at some point in history, blown pretty much everything to bits. It looks like it was a former workshop of some kind. There's just things kind of just scattered around the room, just debris and everything. There are still some work tables that are taking up two of the corners, one to the northwest and one to the southeast corner. But they are scorched as well. Obviously, you've got the double doors that you came in through, I believe. And then there's the door to the north east corner as well.
Is there anything...
And then obviously in the brazier, like, of green flame as well, of course.
Yeah, is there anything in here of, like, note or... like anything useful or just anything that kind of tells a bit more of a story of what happened here? And like, why isn't the black spider, like, he just kind of says to everyone else, why isn't the black spider here? Like, that, what else was here that he'd be looking for, or he'd go to? Like,
perhaps he was waiting for us to kill the beholder creature that I don't know anything about.
Maybe he didn't get this far?
Maybe he went to get reinforcements. He did send bugbears, or we can assume he sent them after we killed the others.
I don't like this.
Johan, like, walks closer towards the flame, and he goes, Saga, give me a coin.
Okay.
He takes it and kind of flicks it into the flame and then takes a cautionary step back.
Toss a coin.
The coin goes into the green flame. You watch as the green flames kind of surround the coin for a brief moment, flickering around it, and then kind of calm down. The coin sat at the bottom of the brazier surrounded by a green flame.
Is it changed in any way?
Doesn't appear so.
So, okay. Your mage hand.
Can I cast Detect Magic as a ritual again, please, in here? This seems like an appropriate place to do it.
Sure. Absolutely. Detect Magic is going to take you 10 minutes to prep, right?
Yep. He'll just sort of set himself up and get his sensor out, kind of muttering the words, and let his friends do what they're doing while he's preparing that.
Sure. So, Sergei, you summon your mage hand and pick up the coin. Are you taking it for yourself or giving it back to Johan?
I will give it back to Johan.
All right.
It's quite cool.
I knew you were going to say that.
You beat me to it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and this coin drops into your hand. There's a little bit of heat on it, in fairness. But that quickly dissipates. It looks to be a coin.
What are you thinking, Johan? Domini Patrio et Retros.
The king of multitasking.
Frying pan going.
We haven't eaten in hours. You're all going to waste away.
Eggs and bakey on the Forge of Spells.
I'll just take my La Cruze out and pop it on the griddle.
Yeah. Eggs and bacon on the Forge of Spells. That has to be a t-shirt.
Oh,
Can I please cook something on the fire?
Most magical meal you'll ever eat.
How does it taste? Magical.
How does it taste? Yeah, fine, no different. It's just floating up and down.
Yeah.
It eats itself. Yeah, kind of like, he wishes he had a better way of, because it didn't melt or it didn't affect the coin in any way. I suppose he's trying to work out if it works and how it works. Maybe he has an urge to put it in his mouth, but then thinks better of it. Then just kind of paces up and down, tries flinging it against the wall.
It bounces off the wall.
What's the matter, Johan? What are you doing?
If this is the Forge of Spells, then this is what... This is what... People made weapons in this thing. Weapons that were worth fighting over, killing for. Look around you. Someone clearly fought over this thing. Someone who... Sorry. Someone who... Okay, is the fucking front down.
Don't let it burn now.
People are willing to die for this thing. It has to do more than this.
What are you trying to do?
If this thing still works, we can't just leave it. Maybe this is what the Black Spider wants. Maybe this is what he was looking for.
Wait.
It probably is, but we... What are you going to do with this? I mean... I don't understand.
If we kill the Black Spider and we leave it here, there'll just be someone else. Someone who wants to claim this thing and use it for ill intent.
So we blow up the room and bury it. But it can't hurt anyone again.
We must destroy this thing, but I don't know how. I don't have anything that could do it.
Surely there was makers that think, well, I know we are the makers, okay. But listen, the real makers is the proof not in the title. Were they not the ones to make? They were wizards, right? Maybe it is beyond our skill sets to use this thing. Destroy it, even.
Then we bury it.
We should bury it. We should obscure it. Maybe we can collapse some of the tunnels, or... I don't know. We have to obscure this thing in some way.
Thoric. At this point... Your detect magic ritual is pretty much ready to go.
Lovely. Thoric will... He's been listening and kind of just taking everything in. And he's just kind of thinking, there's got to be more to this. And he speaks the words and exhales this kind of silver breath that kind of ignites the little flame he's set in the sensor. And it starts to just kind of let out this perfumed... silver smoke, which he kind of swings back and forth, and as the smoke coalesces onto surfaces, it would trigger if it's magical or not. So he starts picking up the things that we're holding and wearing as he starts to move around the room, just mumbling to himself to see if anything comes up.
Okay. And as you are kind of sending this kind of vapor smoke around the room, as you say, some of the items that you guys are carrying get picked up, of course. The Forge of Spells is coming back with a very, very strong enchantment magic aura. But that's not the only thing in this room that picks up an enchantment magic aura. In the southeast corner, kind of under some of the rubble of part of the broken work table, you get a sense of a couple of auras of enchantment.
I will go to explore those.
Okay. So, you move some of the rubble aside, and you see the source of this enchantment aura. One looks to be a mace of some kind, with its head kind of shaped like a sunburst, just kind of made of solid brass.
Mm-hmm.
The other looks to be a breastplate, which has like a gold dragon motif worked into its design, consisting of fitted metal chest piece worn with supple leather, and obviously it leaves the legs and arms relatively unprotected. It's just like a chest plate. The armor does provide fairly good protection for the vital organs, of course, without all of the negatives of being heavily encumbered by full plate. But the dragon motif design is really what stands out to you here.
Okay. I will relay this to the party and say the forge is still kicking out a lot of magic, but there's something not right. I don't know what's going on. These, however, definitely have been made here, and sort of hefts the breastplate and the mace to the others and says these might be useful.
Saga, that breastplate looks like it might be of use to you, no?
She's definitely intrigued, and she'll pick it up.
Okay.
What does it do? Apart from the obvious.
I'm not sure yet. Probably something beneficial, same as this thing, I'd imagine. He'll kind of... You said it's got a sun motif on it. Mm. Is it anything... does it denote any kind of particular iconography or kind of group or, I don't know, religion or...
Do you want to give me a religion check?
Yes. Which I'm really good at. That's a big six.
A big six?
Big six.
Not a little.
Not a little six, big six.
You can't see any specific iconography upon it. It could have a variety of meanings, if there's any meaning at all.
Okay.
Obviously, there is link to the sun, but...
Sure. Do these things require attunement before they can be used? Or are they kind of like put them on and... Or use them and find out?
That would kind of require identification, really, for you to know for certain. You could always try and use them, but you won't actually know whether you got any benefit until any benefit comes, if it comes at all.
I think Saga would put the breastplate on.
Okay. Cool. You pop the breastplate on, kind of fasten the leather straps on it, really tighten it up. It's a good fit.
It's kind of like, what do you think?
Johan smiles and gives a nod.
Suits you.
I like it.
In which case, then, Saga, certainly add breastplate to your armor. Which I think is half plate in the player's helmet. Half plate? Can't remember.
I do not have use for this mace, so it's also probably about half my size.
Yeah, half plate.
Half plate, okay. I will try.
No, sorry. No, not half plate. It's breastplate. Sorry.
This is probably a bit heavy for you, Johan.
Not quite my thing.
Thoric kind of says, I guess I'll keep hold of it then, I suppose, if you're happy.
Well, then, Johan's kind of... It looks weirdly like Johan's checking Saga's breasts out, but he's just kind of eyeing up the plate and to see if there's anything about it. When I say that, I mean like an aura.
Can I just say before anyone else says anything, it is not boob plate armor. This is functional breastplate for a fucking powerhouse warrior.
It is not a fucking chainmail bikini.
It's not got like a big gap in the midriff.
Yeah,
it's not.
Not Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a breastplate.
It is not a pair of pasties.
All right.
Anyway.
What would you like to do next?
Could I quickly go and look at the Forge of Spells and just hold one of my daggers over it?
Over it?
In the flames.
In the flames.
I'm intrigued by this.
Okay. How long would you like to hold it there for?
That is a loaded question. I'll just hold it there while we talk about what our next plan is and then...
Okay. Sure.
We'll define a length of time, possibly.
Canonically, the frying pan has been over that for probably about 5 minutes, whipping something up.
Is detect magic still in effect? Well,
I'd like to know what has detect happened to my friend. Detect magic
would still be in effect, yes.
Cast an eye over that frying pan and... see what's going on.
I would like to know what has happened to my frying pan.
Your frying pan is giving off an aura of enchantment magic.
Enchanted eggs, anyone?
Am I proficient with... I'm proficient in cook's tools, Wayne. So...
I presume you are proficient in... how can I... I'm not going to say anything because I might give the game away.
Cool. No, away that's
a little
fine.
Too much. At this
you
point.
Know I'm going to Samwise Gamgee the fuck out of the next goblin we see.
Boing.
I got to get me one of these.
So, Sergei, you've got your dagger in the flames. Thoric, you're seeing your frying pan's now got some enchantment upon it.
I'm watching Sergei's dagger like a hawk now. I'm waiting for it to like go golden brown.
Extra like, son.
So, you're holding it in the flame as you discuss your plan.
I feel like we're still no closer to the black spider.
We need to find him and avoid this wraith thing. What was it? It's not sticking. What's his name again, Sergei?
Martin. No, Momesk.
Why is this not going on?
He may be nearby if this was his true intention.
How much did we know about the Forge of Spells before? Had we heard of it?
We'd heard tell of it.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
We knew like vaguely that it was a forge used to make magical weapons and that there was a fight over it. And it's in Wave Echo Cave.
Can I sort of just assess magically the forges? I know it's magical. Like, can I assess anything? And can I get any detail about it by sort of using Detect Magic, spending time with it, seeing what it's doing to the dagger and everything, and like, can I just get a better sense of what it's about?
I can't give you too much detail unless you're going to sit with it for some time or cast Identify with it. Some time being about an hour. But you could certainly ask me a specific question and I might be able to specifically answer you to a degree.
I mean, can I? Would like my arcana help me in any way? Like my just general knowledge of magic?
Sure, give me an arcana check.
I help.
I mean...
Just there going, yes,
I was going to say, I don't want to tell Dwayne how to do his job, but I feel like that's not possible. Mr. Magic hating boy.
I'm
you study magic from a sort of antagonistic perspective. Not this way. Yes. That's fine. it's not fabulous. It's a 10.
All I think I could probably tell you is that this, even though it's coming out with a strong enchantment aura, you get something suggesting to you, and you can't quite put your finger on exactly what it is, but something suggesting to you that this thing isn't as powerful as perhaps it used to be.
Question. Is Sergei's hand starting to burn?
No, not at this point. However, his dagger is beginning to glow with enchantment auras.
Thorik's like, what? It's doing a thing.
It's doing the thing.
It's magic.
It's a thing.
Your dagger's magic.
Oh, you're joking.
No. I never joke about daggers and magic.
Hey, listen. I just conned an eyeball out of existence. This dagger has nothing on me.
You're glowing, Sergei.
Oh, I'm blushing. I am blushing. Saga, do you want to put your sword in the flames?
I don't know. I can't lose my sword. I lost mine.
Do
you want to put Simon?
Stephen!
Mormesk.
Rocky!
Should I put my sword in the thing?
Sure, we need to decide what we're doing. We all put our weapons in.
I don't.
You don't? Okay, fair enough. I'm going to put Gladys in.
Well, what if Stephen wants to go in the flames, Johan?
I just got this thing. I don't need magical enhancements of my weaponry. Thank you very much.
That's not entirely true.
I heard that.
All right.
I rest the head of Gladys in the green fire.
Saga, are you doing the same?
She looks very conflicted, incredibly conflicted. Okay, she dropped
it. I feel like we're making like the Fellowship of the Ring Pact right now. We've got the sword, our blades in the middle.
We need to find that damned black spider.
The black spider. Was he in search of this?
They wanted the whole thing. Like, I don't know if this is repairable, but at the moment, this is, you know, he's not going to do much with it now. And surely he hasn't come by here. Because otherwise, surely...
The eyeball would have known.
I don't think the eyeball would have lied to us. I don't think it had any kind of agenda, really.
No.
We know that the Black Spider is a powerful wizard and knows red wizards who might be able to aid him in repairing this.
Aye. Have we seen the Black Spider go invisible at any point? He went invisible earlier, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
That was pretty much how he escaped from Saga chasing him down.
Yeah.
Why do wizards always go invisible and run away from us? It's very
coward.
I don't know. If only there was someone controlling their actions.
Johan, if you put Steven in the fire, it might help kill werewolves, for instance.
Just Johan's not sure he appreciated that comment.
What other monsters? Just use magical weapons earlier. Just putting it out there.
Johan kind of draws Steven. Sergei.
Yes.
This weapon is not mine.
No.
Therefore, it is your decision.
No, it is Steven's decision.
Johan kind of looks at it, just kind of like, does Steven want to go in the fire?
I think Steven wants to go in the fire.
Johan kind of points the hilt towards Sergei. Johan's not going to do it himself. He'll give it to Sergei. Sergei wants to put it in the fire.
Put Steven in the fire.
Lovely.
I'm sorry, Johan. It's just... No.
Don't worry. I fully intend to get my sword back.
I know. And you will.
When I find that creature.
So, you're all stood with weapons in the green flame. What do you plan to do next once you're done with your...
Great question.
We need to find that fucking black spider. We need to get out of here, go room to room, of places we've not been. He's either here with another entourage of bugbears, because he seems to have employed all of them within the region, in the damn county, I don't know. Or he's run out of the cave. In which case, Gundren's in trouble, because Gundren's parked by the entrance. I think we need to make sure that he's not still here.
Oryk is right. We must find him, and quickly.
If there's only one entrance and exit to the cave, maybe find our way to Gundren. Because surely Gundren will know if anything has come out, and then we can determine for sure if there is anything still in there.
We should make haste.
He probably doesn't want to run too far from, you know, this thing he was looking for.
We should make haste while Thoric's detect magic is still in effect. It may maybe help us to find him.
Let's go looking. Let's go exploring.
Okay.
You can take Steven back.
Thoric.
Aye.
All of the weapons are now giving off an enchantment aura.
Guys, it worked. If it makes you feel any better, it's not your sword.
Johan gets a cloth, a wipe, and then sheathes it, and then wipes his hands. And then
I'd just lean on. I'd lean a second and be like, it's still magical.
I don't know why he did that.
It makes it feel better.
Saga leans into Johan and goes, I'm proud of you.
Johan tries so hard not to smile.
So.
Right.
With
kind of deep shade of crimson.
Sorry, with, very dusty in this cave.
Baranar, bless you.
Thank you.
With enchanted weapons in hand, where or what do you do, or where do you head next?
Have we explored all of this? Sorry, James.
No, I think I was about to ask the same thing as you.
Have we explored everything in this area? There's not like another door that we haven't explored, because I know from the outside there was like a separate bit that we can get in.
So you've entered into this sort of building, is the best way I can describe it. From within the, you'll recall that kind of starry cavern with the glittering minerals on the ceiling. So this building is kind of in that cavern. As you were coming into that cavern, you will have seen a ledge on the south side of this building, with what looked to be a staircase heading down.
Staircase. Done.
Okay.
Maybe we'll find Sildar at the bottom.
So, you head down this staircase into another level, a lower level, of this same cavern. And you can also see, as you're kind of descending the stairs, as you're looking south, on the left-hand side, another stone building, similar to the one that you were just in with the Forge of Spells.
Wherein contains the Forge of Super Spell!
Right. Is my Detect Magic still going?
It is, yes.
Do I notice anything magically?
That's a good question.
I hope no one else has Detect Magic. Because we're lit up like a Christmas tree at this point.
He's wearing like night vision goggles. He's like, ah.
No, you're not picking up anything.
I dispel it and just go right. Let's go.
So you're heading towards the building?
No.
Okay.
Not towards Johan.
Say again, sorry.
I'm just saying I nod towards Johan and kind of go let him take the lead.
Stealth time.
Because Rouge.
Don't worry. I can con eyeballs out of existence now.
I need to do a stealth
check. He's never going to
survive, please. Is he? Please do give me a stealth.
Oh! It's pitiful. That was 7.
Okay. A lot of rattling of your gear going on as you kind of try to move at pace, whilst as quietly as possible, you think, towards this door.
Stupid magic sword.
As you get closer, you do all notice that the double doors into this building appear to be cracked. Not to any significant degree, but the stonework has like fractures in it, shall we say. The iron hinges of these doors appear to be partially melted, much like the doors that you had to break through to get into the Forge of Spells.
Can we peer inside?
There seems to be no windows or anything. The cracks aren't big enough for you to look through. They're more
Did
like
you say the door is melted and blown apart?
No, the doors are cracked, but it's fine, sort of like fracture cracks as opposed to like cracked and bust through. The hinges have been melted partially.
Saga, you want to, you know, wakey wakey eggs and breaky that door down?
Sure.
All right, give me a strength check then, please.
Okay. Sixteen.
Okay. You charge straight into this door and with a massive boot just kick the doors through. Dust kind of flies everywhere as the doors thud to the ground, revealing the room within. It looks as though there's plenty of dust, ash. The walls here are blackened by fire or something else, and heaps of debris beneath what looks to have been actually a sagging ceiling. Really shows that this room was at some point damaged by what must have been some sort of destructive blast of some kind. The furnishings here, tables, chairs, bookshelves, beds, are all charred or splintered, but otherwise fairly well preserved. And you can see at the foot or near the foot of one of the beds a scorched iron chest.
Is it locked?
The chest?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell from where you are stood in the doorway.
God.
Yes, Johan.
Johan cautiously advances into the room.
Okay.
Is it dark?
It is dark in there.
Do I require my dwarf comrade in dark vision?
I believe you currently have a coin with light.
A magic coin or dwarves light coin?
Dwarves light coin. I believe. So, you cautiously, with glowing coin in hand, move across the room.
We did keep that coin, by the way, didn't we?
Well, the one that you put in the flames?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
As you're crossing the room, a pair of glowing eyes are the only real warning of the approach of a shadowy, incorporeal form looming from the forbidding darkness. Grimly, its legless body floats towards you, its human-like hands grasping at you, its skeletal face a grinning rictus, eyes gleaming with anticipation for what you suspect may very well be, it hopes, its next kill. A bitter chill whispers down your spine at this creature's fearsome appearance. And as it rises up from the floor, you hear a chilling voice scream out to you.
Your presence offends me. Your life is forfeit. My treasures are mine alone, not yours to plunder.
Let's roll initiative. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say a huge, massive thank you to all of our patrons who have brought this show to you today. So a massive thank you from us to you, to Nigel Raggett, Rebecca Hill, James Hamilton, J.R. Belliston, Jason Bradwell, Jason Udall, Chrissy Kirby, Robert Treadwell, and Gary Lloyd. Again, a huge thank you from us for all of your support and making everything that we're doing with this show possible.